He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Monday, December 8th. Coach Gary Kubiak said the Texans' win over the Packers should get them a whole different level of respect. And the coach couldn't be prouder of some of his players, like Kevin Walter, Matt Schaub, and Steve Clayton. But before we hear from Kubiak, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. The deadline is tomorrow, December 9th, so get your vote in very, very soon.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Quarterback Matt Schaub threw for a franchise record 414 passing yards at Green Bay. He did this after missing four games with a knee injury. Kubiak said he never would have imagined Schaub coming back like he did to lead the team the way he did.
No, I don't know if I can imagine any quarterback going in there in that temperature in that place and throwing for 414 yards, I think it was, that he threw for. Showed a little rust early, actually, after the first touchdown pass. He missed a few throws. The good thing, it wasn't windy yesterday. That was a positive. And, you know, he just kept playing. The thing I was impressed with, even when he missed some throws, he missed them in the right place. Had one play he'd like to have back, but that was very consistent throughout the day. Very competitive, took some shots, made some great plays, had total command of the group, and total command of the group under a lot of pressure there at the end of the football game. So I know he's chomping at the bit to get back on the field, and it's a big step in the right direction for him.
Running back Steve Slayton broke the 1,000 yards rushing mark for the season and has developed into one of the league's top backs. That has also surprised Kubiak. The coach said he never thought Slayton would hold up so well down in and down out.
Well, he's been very important. You know, you go back to the situation he got put in, and he started, his first start was against this team. And to go to Tennessee and start that game, I don't think any of us at the time knew what or had an idea exactly how he was going to hold up, how he was going to play. And now we go into 12 weeks in a row, him being a starter and holding up. So, you know, it's just been a pleasant surprise in what he's brought to the team and the type of player he's become. And there's still a lot of football left to play. 3 weeks, and you look at where he's at as a player right now. What is he, third in the AFC and top 10 in the NFL? I know our offensive line take a lot of pride in that. And, I don't see him stopping anytime soon. I think he's continuing to get better, and that's very encouraging for our team.
Finally, Kevin Walter has over 800 receiving yards, and he has caught 8 touchdown passes this season. Kubiak said Walter has taken his game to an elite level.
Yeah, I've only been a part of that one time, but he's a special player, John. I mean, he's really turned into something else. He plays hard in the running game, seems to make big plays for our team all the time. Very unselfish player. I mean, for us to get him for a seventh-round draft choice a couple of years ago has been just a tremendous steal, and really looking forward to his future. I don't think he's scratched the surface. I think he's going to be a fine, fine player for a long, long time. He takes care of himself. The game's very important to him. People can count on him.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.